Democrats say they'll keep fighting. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Sadly, the Senate failed to stand in defense of a woman's right to make decisions about her own body.
Vice President Kamala Harris, after a vote to codify Roe versus Wade, was blocked by Senate Republicans.
In addition to 9 months of functional abortion on demand, the Democrats' extreme bill would roll back basic health and safety regulations.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. There were more protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices on Wednesday as a new survey finds that 52% of Americans disapprove of the job the high court is doing.
The Monmouth University poll out of New Jersey shows 57% of respondents say Roe v. Wade, which has guided abortion policy for decades, should be left as is by the Supreme Court. Only 36% say it should be reexamined.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A brush fire burning out of control in Southern California has scorched a number of multi-million dollar mansions. Officials say about 200 acres have been charred in the Laguna Hills area. The fire is being fueled by sea breezes and tinder-dry vegetation. No injuries reported. The largest wildfire in the country is burning in northern New Mexico, and it's pushing more people out of their homes.
The impact directly on citizens is dire. We have elders, extremely poor individuals, no homeowners insurance in many cases, nowhere to go.
State lawmaker Roger Montoya. To Ukraine, where neither side is making any real gains, Russian forces continue to pound the southern city of Mariupol with airstrikes. In the east, Ukrainian troops have managed to repel a number of attacks. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It could be a long, hot, and violent summer in Chicago. On Tuesday, 10 people were shot and wounded, and one was killed over the span of 6 hours. So far, no arrests have been made. Since the beginning of this year, the city has recorded nearly 200 murders. In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says the same criminals are repeatedly being released. On Tuesday night, police were involved in a shooting with a suspect who was known to law enforcement.
The shooter, 25-year-old Ramik Smith, shot at officers who returned fire. Smith was killed, one officer was wounded, and is expected to fully recover. The mayor said Smith is a repeat offender who is free awaiting sentencing for possession of a firearm. He called for an end to revolving door justice.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Separately, Mayor Adams is calling on the White House to yank the federal firearms license of a Nevada company that sells parts for ghost guns, which are weapons without serial numbers. He claims the company has violated federal gun laws, including background checks for buyers. An apology from German airline Lufthansa to a group of Orthodox Jewish passengers. Earlier this month, the entire group was barred from a flight in Frankfurt after some of them refused to wear masks. The airline says it has zero tolerance for racism, anti-Semitism, and discrimination of any type. A major investment for Southwest Airlines.
The carrier will be forking over $2 billion to enhance the flying experience for passengers, promising faster internet service, power outlets at every seat on new planes, and larger overhead bins for carry-ons. Also later this month, Southwest expects to roll out a fourth fare category designed to fill a gap between its cheapest fares and its mid-price ticket. Southwest has always offered fewer amenities than its bigger rivals.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.